Right now, since it is a Thursday, since it is crunch time, let's try, what do we want to do? How about this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a lightning round. I'm so medicated I can't even sing because I may choke to death. And this could be my final lightning round. Hey, I made it through without blowing my nose, coughing, or sneezing. Woohoo!
Seven words, all-time record for Steve today.
I didn't want to push it.
Eight would be too many.
I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. It's just, I feel like a minor victory has been posted in the W column.
It's a big victory when you're sick. The
He's got to throw up Rockefeller now.
It's the Rock.
The NBA All-Star Game rosters were announced today, and had the NBA actually kept their East-West format, Kyrie, Flat Earth Irving, and LeBron James would be playing on the same team again. But the NBA took a page out of the NHL's book, and they're going to do a draft instead, where LeBron and Steph Curry will be picking the rosters. This could lead to some incredible drama of Steph flat-out not picking Kyrie to see if LeBron will do it, and it is an absolute shame that this won't be aired on TV, which is more likely to happen during the All-Star Game draft. Steph picks Kyrie or LeBron picks Kyrie?
I can't imagine. Or is LeBron one of those guys just for image, just to say, you want to know something? I really want to see how this plays out. I do consider you my little brother. Get your ass over here and I'm going to straighten you out. I'm going to go LeBron.
Ugh. Wow. For shame. For shame.
That is a hot take.
The Tennessee Titans officially announced they interviewed Houston Texans defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel today. He's one of the top defensive candidates to become a head coach this offseason. However, many Titan and Duck fans want to see an offensive-minded coach come in so that Marcus can finally show flashes of his Heisman-winning self in the NFL. It's an interesting position for Tennessee to be in. Build up your young defense or unleash their franchise quarterback. Which hire would be the best for the Titans, a defensive-minded coach or an offensive?
Well, the thing is, Vrabel, where he's from, I think has a better understanding of how an NFL organization works, where the head coach can have input for the offense, but it's more important in that position to pick the best offensive mind. So I don't know if it's an offense or defensive-minded guy. I think it's the best guy. So if they're leaning towards Vrabel, which I think might actually be a good call. I mean, we've seen this before. Great offensive minds like Brian Billick, who rewrote the record book with the Vikings in 98, then became kind of a defensive coach and won a Super Bowl with Baltimore. So I'm not really – I don't have a lot of emphasis behind this answer. So – I think in the end, the right hire will lead to a better offensive scheme, so I'm going to go offense.
Okay. Sad fact for the NFL now. The Vikings, after their amazing walk-off win against the Aints, means that since 1996, every NFC team has made the NFC Championship game twice, except for the Lions, the Washington Football Club, and the Cowboys. Who makes it to an NFC Championship game first? The Lions, Washington Football Club, or the Cowboys?
Wow. Boy, you better write this down because this might be a while. You might have to come find me in retirement in Florida on a beach somewhere on the seventh hole.
You're golfing at a beach?
Well, on the beach, you know. Okay. After the race
clubs and golf balls.
Yeah, Washington, I'm eliminating. Anyway. Detroit, maybe.
It's got to be Dallas, right?
Except they haven't.
Yeah.
They're all bad. They're all so bad.
Out of that list, I'll go Lions.
Go Detroit.
That's the right answer.
It's not telling the truth. I'm lying.
It's the only answer.
The entirety of the greater New England, Boston, Massachusetts area has been holding their breath since the news of their Lord and Savior, Tom Brady, having jammed his finger at practice yesterday. The dynasty has been on edge since the Seth Wickersham article came out last week. All is not well. St. Brady did not practice today, and despite wearing two gloves during warm-ups at practice. God. Brady's hand injury, is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I gotta go no deal at this point. I mean, if he's gonna play, he's fine. It looks like he just followed through, clipped a helmet, and they took a precautionary measure. And although of the four guys left in the playoffs, I think Brady Lefty equals Keenum and Bortles and Foles.
More pass attempts by Brady on Sunday, left-handed or right-handed.
Nice.
NFL picks. You had a hot wild card weekend, 3-1. You went dead cold in the divisional round, 1-3, only getting the Pats over the Titans, right? Time for your conference championship. Time for your conference championship picks. Vikings at Eagles.
Actually, I think Minnesota is going to win this game going away. The performance of Foles in two of the last three games has been subpar, and I think the Philly defense is good, not great. I think the Vikings get back to the Super Bowl for the first time since the 1976 season.
Jags at Patriots. Pick the Jags, 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 pick the Jags.
Peer pressure doesn't work on him.
It's not peer pressure. It's subliminal advertising. It's like when they show movie clips, they throw a frame of a Coke and Junior Mints, and you go out and you order Coke and Junior Mints, like the Manchurian candidate. You know, I've been really, really toying with this all week. And
the code word is Brunel. What you say Brunel and you pick the Jags.
What has been the common theme all week? Well, it's a mismatch. Brady's it's all Brady and blee blah blue and defense. Brady's going to get two pick sixes. They're going to run the ball with Fournette, and I'm picking the Jags in the upset.
Yes! Attaboy, Steve. Speaking of the Vikings, Case Keenum, far and away the best year of his career this year, but he was thrust into a starting role after Sam Bradford was injured early in this season, and he was only traded to Minnesota because of Teddy Bridgewater's knee injury. All three of these quarterbacks will be free agents this offseason.
Whoa.
Who will be back in purple and gold for the 2018 season? Keenum, Bradford, or Bridgewater?
They're all three free agents?
All three are free agents.
Huh. What are they going to do? Go to the Super Bowl with Keenum and then drop him?
Because they think
Bradford's the answer, even though he hasn't remained healthy since he won the Heisman?
But they were so big on Bridgewater before his injury. They were really good with him, too. This is the worst situation to be in for Minnesota.
I'm going to say that Case Keenum will be back as the Minnesota quarterback next year.
Last one, we talked about it a little bit during this week. The Giants have been one of the more active teams in the offseason, trying to make up as many of the 40 games that they finished behind the Dodgers in the West, or even the 23 games that they were behind in the wild card race. They've traded for two face of the franchise players in Evan Longoria and Andrew McCutchen. However, the Giants still haven't addressed their issues of finding a serviceable center fielder or a reliable fourth or fifth starter. How would you grade the Giants' offseason so far?
First of all, let's just say just because of the Longoria trade, we got one of the best tweets ever from Zach Braff of Scrubs, who went on and said, I would like to congratulate Eva Longoria on being the new third baseman for the San Francisco Giants.
Might be better than Pablo. Less broken belts.
Well, first of all, third hole for 4 years now has been a black hole. Longoria will stabilize that. Now with Hunter Pence and Kutch, they've stabilized the corner outfield positions.
Better than Gorky's,
They
for sure.
Still have to decide on center field. So I'm going to give them a B+. With authority.
Very generous.